The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Mick McCarthy is with me from Off the Ball. Mick, Premier League is back after the international break. People breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Did we want to watch Ireland again?
The stress of watching Ireland and trying to debate whether there's signs of progress, whether playing awfully but winning is a sign of progress. I guess it is.
Or playing well in the first half but ultimately losing 5-0. Is that progress?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I could argue both sides.
Just ignore everything after the red card, and that was a really progressive game. Well done. Anyway. Debates we'll continue to have over the next few years. What is kind of the pick of the litter from the Premier League then?
Well, it depends what way you look at it. So there's tomorrow evening. Tomorrow's a good day, actually. But tomorrow evening, we've got Man City and Spurs, which I think is a very, very interesting fixture. But I think a lot of eyes will be on Sunday, where we've got a new manager in charge of Manchester United. Amorim is there. They go to Ipswich, which is not an easy place to go. So that I think they're the two probably standouts from in terms of City and Spurs. These are two teams that have been in patchy, if not terrible, form.
Yeah.
Spurs in particular had one unbelievable half of football in their last four or five games, but the rest of the time have been terrible, and they actually lost to Ipswich the last time they played. So they're down in 10th in the league, but City have obviously lost four in a row, which Guardiola has never done before. He has since signed a new contract. He's sticking around. Their injury list is incredible. Like, it really is beyond even just missing the Ballon d'Or winner and Rodri, as they will be for the whole season. They've just got a lot of other players, including three central defenders who are all out. So it's fascinating. I think that we can get into predictions and everything like that, but it's just fascinating to see who comes out of this. And for me, it kind of comes down to, who do you trust more, Pep Guardiola or Ange Postecoglou, to kind of arrest the slide?
And it's probably Pep. Yeah, that international break probably came at a nice time for them.
Yes.
You know, it just reset, refocus, and kind of start fresh. Anyway, that's when is that game?
So that's tomorrow evening at half five.
That's tomorrow evening.
Yeah, so.
And then, I mean, what will people... the expectations are always ridiculous for a new manager on game one. But yet, those expectations will be there. People will be wanting kind of just a kind of energetic excitement.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so. They'll want to see a new Manchester United and or the, you know, the start of, you know, it might not be in bloom yet, but I want to see the buds, you know. And I don't know if that's realistic. He's had a week with some of the squad, the ones who weren't away on international duty. Some of them who, including Marcus Rashford and Casemiro, who decided to go on holidays to Portland, of all places. Very, very, like the furthest away place you could go in America.
Any further and you're coming home the other side.
Exactly, yeah. So there's question marks about that. I think what we're going to see, though, is I think United fans will be patient enough. Ipswich is nearly the worst place because it's going to be a tough place to go. It's not an easy game for anyone at the moment at Portman Road. But you'll see them. You'll see them close to the bottom of the table. You'll see a team who hasn't been in the Premier League in a lot and think, ah, we should wipe the floor with them. So already expectations are probably too high, you know. So I'm just looking forward to seeing what kind of, I suppose, attitude the players have, and whether there is a magic wand that you can just say, right, here we have a new situation, let's see what we can get out of these guys. Because I think everybody thinks that the squad is more talented than they have shown in recent months, years, whatever way you want to look at it. They're 13th in the league. They've actually done okay in the few games since Ten Hag has left under Van Nistelrooy as well. So it'll be interesting, but I think this is more of a long process than something that we just see this Sunday.
There's some amount of football over the next few weeks. Every weekend and every midweek. It's from now until Christmas, basically. You won't go 48 hours, really, without a match.
It's going to be non-stop. It'll be like COVID all over again.
Yeah.
But which I don't think is a good thing. But yeah, I suppose it depends what way you look at it. It's funny, we've been thinking about that, obviously, because on the show, because it's been, you know...
You have to manage all the coverage and everything.
This week, you know, after the international, where you're kind of thinking, right, we have a chance to kind of reflect and stop and do other pieces and stuff. But it is kind of like grind all the way through now. It's like live games.
Yeah.
There's Premier League midweek, there's Champions League midweek, you know, all the way to Christmas. So yeah, no more international breaks now until March, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be constant. And I suppose if you're someone that just wants to kind of come home, relax and throw on a game, that's great. If you're, I suppose, players, I think there's going to be serious questions. Yeah. I think the more we talk about the kind of overexposure of players, and I think Rodri's injury this year has just shone a light on it, because he had complained only a couple of weeks before about how them being run into the ground. So I think there's a light on it more than there's ever been before. So like you say, if we're going all the way to Christmas with games every few days, I think we're going to hear more about it than we have in previous seasons.
Let's talk then about this underwhelming... Are they autumn internationals or November internationals?
I think you can say either. I think the official thing is the November series now.
Oh, the November series.
Or maybe it's the autumn series. Actually, I don't know.
Rugby.
Yeah.
We're talking about the rugby.
I'm bad with my official tags and promos.
Ireland against Fiji. It's on tomorrow at 10:03.
Yeah.
These weird kickoff times to allow people to be late, I think.
It might be TV. But we've had 8:10 for the last two Fridays, actually. So this has been demoted back to the old Saturday afternoon slot, which I think people might be happy with. I think people might go into the rugby in the middle of the afternoon. But Fiji are interesting. They beat Wales a couple of weeks ago.
You know,
but they were hammered to Scotland as well. So we're not facing world beaters or anything like that. But it's one of those games that I think could get away from Ireland. But it'll be interesting to see what the atmosphere is like and everything like that in Lands End Road now, because you know we've had two big games on Friday nights. We're always talking about the atmosphere.
Yeah.
At the Aviva at the moment for rugby games. It's the big talking point. So can the Irish fans get themselves up for a game in the middle of the afternoon against one of the lesser teams? I think that'll be
you should have less in and out to the bar, which is the big thing that people complain about. That basically people are just there for a few pints and the rugby's kind of the entertainment in the background.
Yeah.
You'll have a bit of that, but you should have less of that at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Maybe, yeah, although...
But then having said that, I think that's a bit of an excuse as well. The Stade de France last week, like that was at 8 o'clock at night. They had to cut the music in the middle of the national anthem because it was being drowned out.
Yeah.
Like it was just amazing.
We were talking to Brian O'Driscoll was over commentating on that game in Paris.
There was still a Mexican wave at some point, which is always a bad sign. But there's still just decent periods of the match where there's an amazing atmosphere.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, again, we talked to Brian about this because he was over there when he was on the show during the week, and he was saying, like, you know, that what they do in Paris could just put the Aviva to shame. Now, I do also wonder, though, if it was a very good game against New Zealand and it was a one-point game. And
So I don't know. It's hard. It's a tough nut to crack. The approach of the IRFU is we use the kind of the tannoy system and the piped entertainment to ramp it up. And I just, at some stage, you just have to accept that doing the same thing over and over again and accepting a different result is the definition of stupidity.
I think you're absolutely right, and I would feel very strongly about it. And yet, that said, I wonder, is it a tiny bit overblown in that, like, say last weekend, it was a very close game against Argentina, even if it wasn't the best game, and it was tense at the end.
Yeah.
And I thought, if you watch the last 10 minutes of that game, it felt like big rugby international with a lot of tension in the air and a lot of cheering and different things like that. So it's still there when it needs to be, but I do think supporters need to take a little bit of responsibility for it themselves as well.
Yeah.
You see at the football games, like, there is a concerted effort in the singing section to make sure that there's an atmosphere around the game, and we're going to take the stadium director out of the equation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't, there isn't any of that with the rugby.
No, it doesn't seem to be. Anyway, listen, it's 3:10 tomorrow, Ireland taking on Fiji. Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.